Reverend Maria gave me the opportunity to share with you my vision of a deep well of peace. And the vision happened in October of 1996. I was teaching a foundations class at the Celebration Center of Religious Science, before it became the Center for Spiritual Living. And part of the class was a day-long meditation workshop with a series of guided meditations. And in this particular one, the setup was a famous sculptor has sculpted a statue of you, and you're to go into the room and see the statue and find out something about yourself that the sculptor has revealed through this statue. And I wrote down that vision, but in 2010, I was writing my second Chatting with the Beloved book, and I had a conversation about that vision with the Beloved. So that's what I'm going to share with you this morning. And I invite you to come along with me on the adventure of the vision. It's called the Monolith. And this is what I said to Beloved. When I went in to see the statue, it wasn't human. Instead, this huge monolithic stone rose up with many facets. Each facet was covered by many lines. Chaotic, overwhelming energy was radiating from the whole thing. It felt like suddenly being thrown into the middle of a big, jostling, unruly crowd. I wanted to run away, but I trusted the meditation. And then the instructions said, become the statue. I turned and fell into a deep well of peace. It was a beautiful, light-filled space of utter, absolute tranquility and calm. It couldn't have been a greater contrast from the noisy, frenzied exterior to the total serenity inside. Beloved said, then what happened? I said, I suddenly understood why that monolith was a statue of me. From the infinite quiet center, I could see that the lines on the facet were each a life. One of those lives was my life as Connie Chandler. Yet the I am that I am, I could still feel myself to be, was intact at the center. In fact, the I am that is Connie is the same I am that was all the lines. In some extraordinary way, I am that. I am all of that. That vision really changed me, Beloved. I can see the wholeness. I can feel the calm serenity from which all arises and to which all returns. I can feel the I am that I am at the center is absolute tranquility amid the chaos. I don't always remember it, Beloved, but when I do, I definitely feel the wholeness, not just of me as Connie, but of life with a capital L, all of it. I am all of it. But in each life, I focus my consciousness more specifically to be birthed into form and experience all the action, comedy, and drama going on here. All that action felt overwhelming to me from the outside, looking at the statue. But we don't carry the consciousness of all of it at once. From the inside, the I am is absolute peace. So this vision showed me clearly how the I am that I am can be the I am that everyone is. And so I just invite you to take a deep breath and center it into your heart and fall into that well of peace. Breathing into the tranquility, the serenity, and the calm. And just be for a moment. And see if you can look up and see the line that represents your life in this life. And feel the wholeness at the center of every life. In the deep well of peace that ever underlies all of the activity. I am that I am. We are that we are. And this sanctuary of peace is ever available to us when we just remember to stop. And turn into the deep well of peace. Breathing peace. Radiating peace. Feeling the love that comes from that benign center of grace and love and light that ever shines within us, within everyone. And take a moment with me now to imagine more and more people experiencing that deep well of peace within them. And taking the time to practice returning to that deep space of peace. When something triggers them during the day, when something triggers us during the day too, remember to breathe into the center and fall once again into the deep well of peace that ever awaits us. Emerson called it the infinite waiting and smiling repose. There is a universal smile directed at all of us all the time. Universal love that ever never ceases to embrace us. Always is there for us in every moment. So just taking another breath, I invite you to return to the line that is your life in this lifetime. And breathe and smile. Because we bring the smile. We are the smile. We are the eyes. We are the hands of God. And so it is.